May the Lord give you his peace and the ability to rest in him and to trust how his hand is moving in these days. God bless you, heart dwellers. Well, my dear family, in these challenging times, let us keep the Lord and his majesty, his sovereignty, always before us. No matter what seems to be going on, we can be assured that he has all the answers and all the good paths that we must take to maintain our peace of heart and be in his perfect will. Lord, there is so much going on, yet I only find my peace with my head resting on your heart securely, knowing you are good and will bring ultimate good out of these times. And as an aside, for those of you who are very confused about what to believe, I have shared a few trusted and proven names with you in the box below this video. You'll find links there. Lord Jesus, what would you like to say to us? Jesus began, "Tumultuous times are never easy to navigate, especially if you take your eyes off of me. These are times of upheaval and cleansing, and that is never easy either. I do want you to be mindful of the impending rapture by continuing to do all you can to draw men to me. I want you to be a light and an anchor in the midst of confusion, turbulence, lies, and deliberately staged events to further confuse and pull everyone away from the truth. You already know that your president is my choice, but he is dealing with hundreds of years of corruption, and in your government specifically, a century of corruption which he inherited when he came into office. He has put his life and the lives of his children on the line in order to reform America. It is your prayers that propel and protect him in doing his job. There are many layers of masks that are being removed right now from your society. And the deeper we go, the more pure, dark, satanic activities are revealed. When something is corrupt, you must go all the way to the very bottom layer to begin cleansing. And this is what you are beginning to get signs of right now. Your president needs your prayers more than ever because of the intensity of evil he is confronting and dealing with. You are looking at two things, a corrupt government and the very real threat of nuclear war with China. Understand that this did not come about overnight, and your president's strategy is to stand back and let the enemy expose himself. When the time is opportune, he will act, but until then, your patience and support is absolutely necessary. Claire, I have given you many dreams and visions about the Chinese invading this country. That's true, Lord, but it seems so soon. Some I remember, like the invasion in Florida along the beachhead, and another, the snipers that were hidden in the southeastern forests. I remember that. Jesus continued, "The Chinese are a formidable force, Claire, and they have been planning and preparing for years to take over your land. And I might add, they are very close to succeeding. Your president has turmoil from within and without, but he is a brave and godly man who has repented of his sinful past and leans on me to the fullest extent for counsel and advice. One favor you could do for him is to pray that he hears and discerns my voice and my will clearly, no matter what humans around him are saying. He needs this skill more than all the others. He has a sense of rightness, but the din of other voices is sometimes confusing. His gut-level discernment, however, is good. Truly, this whole ordeal has been his passion on earth. Never could he have realized how many traitors he had standing beside him. This has been a very painful unraveling of people's motives. Pray also for the wounds in his heart. Truly, he is only human, and some of the disappointments have been shattering. Pray also that he does not allow bitter seeds to grow in his heart. There is so much to learn when you become a true Christian. As you and Ezekiel say, kids in the sandbox, mother, not victim. Unforgiveness is perhaps one of the most painful dynamics to overcome, but with my grace, he can do it. As the old saying goes, unforgiveness is like preparing a cup of poison for your enemy, which you yourself drink, as your enemy walks away unharmed and free. Remember that he is maturing as a Christian as well, as a president and statesman. Many of these concepts are foreign to him, even the understanding of what a victim's soul is. You have taught much on this, but out in the world, it's the law of the jungle, where weakness, sickness are condemned and seen as punishment, not as fast offerings to leverage more graces. I want you all to understand that amazing breakthroughs, both personal and in the world, are coming, but they will cost all of you dearly. The blood of the martyrs is still the seed of the church, and China will not back down until many have died and she is totally defeated. In your own land, blood shall be shed, but understand that what has been written in Revelation must come to pass before I come to rule and reign. This is the nasty process of purification. All players are now on the stage. When the rapture happens, it will begin in earnest. Until then, I want you to work as hard as you can on the things that need completion. Do not neglect the messages. My people need to hear from me every day. Understand, my precious ones, that great opportunities only arise in times of great trials and challenges, which can be most painful. Old habits and ways must die, that the new can come forth in fresh wineskins. Many who sleep in the dust will arise in testimony of the great cleansing of the earth, that what has been foretold has come to pass. This will stand as a witness that the people were not abducted by aliens. Rather, the rapture prophecy was fulfilled. Many will shine like the stars in the skies because they do not value their own human lives, but live only to bear witness to me. Children will arise as great warriors of the faith, and those who have been quietly waiting in the wings for an opportunity to minister will be anointed and brought forth. Many of you who have longed for deep levels will break through. Many who have valued this world and their status in it will abandon all thought of it to proclaim my mercy and glory and to live a pure life free from personal concerns, a life that lives only for me and my will. Others, tragically, will draw back and seek to disappear into the world and become anonymous. They have chosen the world over me and will fall further and further away. Pray for your children that they not be a part of this. When you see the brilliant red sky, you will know that you are in the season of your deliverance and I am coming for you. Lord, many sunsets in New Mexico are very red. He continued, what I am talking about is blood red. A blood red sky, dark in some places, even as blood dries dark. But a thick red sky that stands out from all the other sunsets you have ever seen. When you see this, know that I am at the door about to break through. Do not be frightened. Rather rejoice and lift up your heads and hearts to receive me and be taken home. Though these words seem awkward to you, you shall see them fulfilled. Thank you for trusting me, Claire, and writing them down. There is so much I want to tell you. Strengthen your faith, child. Strengthen your faith and put before you the vision of my character. Would I give my bride a stone when she asks for bread? Strengthen your faith, and I will reveal great mysteries to you. How do I do this, Lord? Look back on your life. Bring to mind the many times you were on the absolute brink, and I came through. Some people live in that place all the time, and I know you would like to be one of them. So please open your heart and strengthen your faith to receive the light of salvation and the truth of my faithfulness. Rest on this message and draw close to resting in my arms. Let the beating of my heart strengthen you and enable you to stand as I pour bushels of blessings into your being. And all of you, open your hearts to the impossible, remembering that my word is filled with stories of impossible occurrences. And this time you are entering shall be a time like no other, where the impossible will become a daily event for those who have sought me alone and prepared their hearts. Go forward now with great courage and faith that you are alive during a time of apocalyptic global events and are here to be my messengers of love and hope, the hope of heaven and eternity, free from evil and corruption. And that was the end of his message. And I want to thank you again for being here with us, for praying for us, for some of the beautiful letters and emails you've sent. Thank you. I'm sorry I can't get to all of them, but thank you. And thank you also for your donations and keeping us going. We greatly appreciate it. The Lord bless you now with his peace. And please don't forget to check out the links below. There's some good information there.